That would be a bucket. Unless it was called a tub.
Do you know the term stand at all as a container? Stand of molasses or stand of lard?
No. I believe that we always refer to it as a tub of lard.
Anything for molasses?
No.
Okay.
Molasses always came in something else. Well, a jar.
Okay. And to pour something into a narrow mouth bottle, you might use
a funnel.
All right. And to make your horses go faster, you'd use a
whip.
And if you bought fruit at the store, they don't do it anymore, but they used to put it in a... Now you just have those plastic things, but you used to put it in a...
Was that a basket or a bag?
What kind of bag?
Sometimes a... Well, we call it a sack.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
That's really not a great deal of difference, except that a sack was paper.
Mm-hmm. What's a
and
bag?
A bag was cloth.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. So you don't... if you said paper something, you'd say paper...
A paper sack.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you ever hear poke?
Yes.
What's that?
A poke is a burlap bag.
Oh. Do you have any other term for burlap bag?
Crocker sack.
Anything else?
No, but I've heard the term gurney sack.
Okay.
I always figured that they were talking about... that's interesting how you don't look up something, but I always assumed that that was a crocker sack.
I think they are all the same thing. Did you ever hear of a toe sack?
A toe sack, yes. But not but not widely used.
Okay. How about
usually gurney or croaker? Of course, burlap is recent. It's a more modern term. We
mm-hmm.
always call them croaker sacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called, and I can't even say it, a Guana or something like that sack?
No, is that the gurney?
Maybe.
With the G.
Maybe. That may be the same thing.
I believe that's the gurney.
I'm just not even sure. I've heard it pronounced so many different ways.
I believe that's the gurney sack.
Okay. Okay, good. Then, let's see. The burlap sack, that's the rough cloth. How
that's
about
the, rough cloth.
The smooth kind of cloth that they used to use to make clothes out of?
Oh, that would be like the flour sack.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That was just simply a flour sack.
Okay.
Probably just a cotton bag mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yeah, you say bag because it was cloth instead of...
Uh-huh.
You said sack for paper and...
Uh-huh. And cloth for bag.
Okay. Then, do you have a term for the amount of corn you might take to the mill to be ground? Again, this is a country question and not a city question.
No, corn... And yet, in my mind, somewhere I've heard it. I always thought in terms of bushel,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Mm-hmm. How about an amount of wood that you could carry in your arms? You would say that's a...
That would be a core.
Well, you couldn't carry a core in your arms.
But you couldn't carry a core in your arm. I guess that would just be an arm load.
All right. Did you ever hear the term turn of corn or turn of wood?
No.
Okay. Neither have I. You know, this,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't have expected that of a person from the city. If your light burns out, you'd screw in a new...
Bulb.
Or a new what bulb?
A new light bulb.
Okay. And to put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out, that's a...
A top?
You put that...
Is that cork?
Mm-hmm. What would you call it if
sometimes it would be called a stopper.
And what's the difference?
Well, a stopper is cork.
Mm-hmm.
But a top screws
yeah.
up.
Suppose it's made out of glass.
If it's made out of glass.
Like in a wine decanter.